The time is 12 noon. This is KBOO Portland. Welcome to Grateful Dead and Friends. My name is Andrew Geller. I'm sitting in for Matt. We're going to switch weeks this month because he needed to and I could. And there's going to be no Grateful Dead whatsoever today. Not even a hint of Jerry Garcia playing guitar. So if that's discouraging to you, you might want to just turn your radio off or find out what I am going to do, which is a tribute to Marty Balin, the co-founder of the Jefferson Airplane. And I'm not going to spend really much time at all doing any kind of biography, etc., because you could search Marty Balin, B-A-L-I-N, online and find out more than you might want to know. And I'm also going to be playing just Jefferson Airplane music. I'm not getting into Starship. I'm not getting into his post-Starship solo work. Again, there's tons of information and material and audio online. I'm going to be playing stuff from between 1965 and I think 1970. We'll have to see if I get that far. I've got like 40 tunes and probably time for 20. So if you have requests, I actually will take requests today. Not a guarantee I can play it, but I'll do what I can. And I am going to start out with this here lovely little number.
I'm gonna go down the line. worry about all the times to come. I know it's easy when you love someone. Please, baby, don't let me down. No, no, baby,
wearing your coat. Thank you. since I climbed down this mountain before. Things I've seen here make me wanna go running home. Lean close, put your lips next to my face. Look further.
Listening to Grateful Dead and Friends on KABU Community Radio. My name is Andrew Geller. I'm sitting in for Matt this week. He will be here in 2 weeks. Today, I am doing a tribute to Jefferson Airplane co-founder Marty Balin, who died about a week and a half ago. Something I didn't mention at the top of the show is that finding live Jefferson Airplane is not like finding live Grateful Dead music. Not only are there not anywhere remotely as many recordings or shows to pull from, for example, what's out there is, it seems like it's a mix of like beautiful soundboards and horrible audience recordings, mostly. There's some okay audience recordings, but that's just my experience in the last few years of trying to find as much live Airplane as I can. I'm pulling the show today primarily from about 12 or 15 shows, but about five of them are pretty dominant in the mix. A lot of shows have one or two tunes represented, and I can't even play everything I have, so we'll see what happens. Okay, so what have I been playing, you're wondering? At the top of the show, The Other Side of This Life from October 14th, 1967 at the Winterland Arena in San Francisco. It's a Fred Neil tune. Then from New Year's Eve, 1966, where the Grateful Dead also played. That is the Fillmore Auditorium in San Francisco. We heard Don't Let Me Down, which to my ear sounded so similar to the Great Society, which is kind of interesting because they had recently poached Grace Slick to join their band. We then heard Two Heads, which could arguably have been an error because it's actually a Grace Slick written tune, but Marty is featured prominently in the vocals, and that's why I included it. And that's kind of how I'm doing this. I'm doing things that Marty wrote by himself, Marty wrote with Paul Kantner or others, or that other people wrote that Marty sang or did prominent backing vocals. So I'm taking a broad interpretation of what to include of his. So then High Flying Bird from February 4th, 1967, also the Fillmore Auditorium in San Francisco. That's actually a Billy Ed Wheeler tune, and it appears on the album Early Flight. And then lastly there, because I couldn't find anything decent in terms of live recordings, the studio version off Crown of Creation of In Time is what we get. In Time was only played three times in September of 68. There is a pretty good sounding soundboard or FM broadcast recording out of, I think it's Holland, because I think that show on the September 15th is from Amsterdam, but I couldn't source a copy. Studio version sounds pretty good. And there are a few tunes that are like that, where I just couldn't find anything live that sounded good enough, or the Airplane never performed it live. People who are into the Grateful Dead and use their Dead bass, for example, again, with the Airplane, this is a completely different animal. The latest thing that looks anything like a Dead bass for the Jefferson Airplane was last updated 11 years ago. It's great. You can find it online if you just search for Jefferson Airplane set lists, and the web address starts out myfairpoint.net. So that's the best reference. That's what I'm using here. And it is, I won't say riddled, but I've found many errors. It's incomplete, and that's just the nature of it's the Airplane and archiving stuff and paying attention to tracking it all through the years. What are you going to do? What I'm going to do is play another tune. I haven't played anything from 1969 yet, but here it is. This is the Jefferson Airplane at the Winterland.
Don't talking from me. surprise me.
Thank you.
summer hadn't healed and held its breath too long. The winter looked the same as if it never had gone. And through an open window where no curtain hung, I saw you. I saw you coming back to me. One begins to read between the pages of a look, the shape of sleepy music, and suddenly you're hooked. Through the rain upon the trees that kisses on the run, I saw you. I saw you coming back to me. You came to stay and live my way, scatter my love like leaves in the wind. You always say you won't go away, but I know what it always has been. It always has been a transparent dream beneath an occasional sign. Most of the time I just let it go by. Now I wish it hadn't begun. I saw you. Yes, I saw you coming back to me. Strolling the hills, overlooking the shore, I realize I've been here before. The shadow in the mist could have been anyone. I saw you. I saw you coming back to me. Small things like reasons are put in a jar. Whatever happened to wishes wished on a star? Was it just something that I made up for fun? I saw you. I saw you coming back to me.
Shuts off, is nothing. but a huge machine. Her aluminum finish slightly diminished. It's the best I ever have seen. Cosmetic baby plugged into me. You never ever find another. But I realize no one's watching my plastic fantastic lover. Dust is starting to rust. Her trapezoid thermometer chased. All the red tape is mechanical rape with the TV program waste. Data control and IBM. Science is mankind's brother. But all I see is draining me on my fantastic, fantastic lover.
For me. you know I'm satisfied. So watch it, baby. Girl, don't try to keep me tied. So why now? Why not let me be satisfied with my dream? Yeah, this is my time. This is my way.
And you are listening to KBOO Community Radio, KBOO Portland. We're at 90.7 FM here in the city. And in Hood River, we are at 91.9 FM, 104.3 FM in Philomath. Our translators are K220HR in Hood River and K282BH in Philomath. Well, it's a minute after 1 p.m., and my name is Andrew Geller. Today on the program, it's a tribute to Jefferson Airplane co-founder Marty Balin. And I figure at least every half hour I should back announce what I play, because with these shorter tunes, there's a lot of stuff to talk about. Okay, so from the top, we first heard Eskimo Blue Day with sound effects on October 25th, 1969. That was at the Winterland. We then heard Share a Little Joke from February 1st, 1968 at The Matrix in San Francisco. By request, Coming Back to Me, and that had to be off Surrealistic Pillow because they only played that tune twice live and I couldn't find any recordings of it. Then my personal favorite version live of Plastic Fantastic Lover. That was November 25th, 1966, Fillmore Auditorium in San Francisco. Then we went to February 4th, also from the Fillmore, February 4th, 1967, And I Like It, tune Marty wrote with Yorma. And then one of the earliest known audio recordings of the Jefferson Airplane. I think it actually might be the earliest recording known. It's not their earliest show. This is from November 6th, 1965. At the Calliope Ballroom in San Francisco, we heard Running Round This World. The Airplane started touring in August of 65, but there are so many live concert performance dates where there's no set list. Like so many dates. It's unbelievable. Most of 1966 is a mystery.